So in those patients who are not eligible for a study or you don't have a study available right now, in general, how do you go about selecting the regimen?
Well, if you have a very fit patient who otherwise fits the criteria for the trial, I have used the bevacizumab-based regimen, but I use other regimens as well. You know, cisplatin and docetaxel, cisplatin, gemcitabine. I mean, I can tick them all off for you in the metastatic setting.
How do you decide between those in a case-by-case basis? What are some of the factors you consider?
Well, you consider the patient's overall performance status, obviously. You consider other comorbid illnesses. So the patient, for example, has diabetes. It's quite difficult to control. You may stay away from a regimen that needs steroids for a few days. There are a lot of things that play into the decision-making in advanced lung cancer that may not in a first-line metastatic breast cancer patient, for example. The patients have a different spectrum of other illnesses usually that go along with, for the most part, prior smoking. So bad lung function, et cetera.
How do you approach the patients who have poor performance status, a lot of comorbidity?
Well, there we have several trials that justify the use of something against best supportive care that are in phase 3 trial where the quality of life and survival is better if you do some form of treatment. Now, I'm not talking about your bedridden patient, but the one with a 2 or a good 3 could probably handle a single agent and is worth trying. Also, we have data that should be available very soon on the use of erlotinib in patients of poor performance status up front as frontline therapy. That trial was just completed by SWOG, and I believe there's another one also in Europe of similar design. So we should see what the activity is there. Maybe that will be another option. I know people and myself have done that in a patient who just simply does not want chemotherapy but wants to try something.